In the fall of 2015, CBC Television aired a special six-part series called Keeping Canada Alive. The producers placed 60 camera crews across the country, and on each episode, they provided a glimpse into the ways Canadians received treatment in the healthcare system. There were stories of inspiring patients, cutting-edge technology, and masterful surgeons. However, despite the broad scope of the project, there was one essential aspect of care notably absent. Patients and care providers were never shown discussing how to complete medical forms. Now, as a huge fan of medical dramas like Grey's Anatomy, I know watching how people complete paperwork is not nearly as riveting as doctors hovering over an open abdominal cavity. But in my research, I examine why that paperwork is every bit as important. Since being diagnosed with a rare genetic illness in 2009, I've had over 1,000 interactions in the healthcare system, so it did not take long to encounter the constraints of standardized forms. Translating the complexities of my body into predetermined categories was a struggle, forcing me to think outside the box in order to make my body fit within a box. Over time, the more forms I completed, the more I learned about who was actually reading them, how the information was interpreted, and what that could mean for my care. Suddenly, the time-consuming task of completing forms became a powerful tool to begin mapping out how the everyday lives of patients are put together by various institutions. Although I'm still collecting data, one outcome of my research was perfectly summarized at an appointment last year. My favorite specialist and I decided to work together on a referral form so we could secure a surgeon for a straightforward but urgently needed procedure. I suggested we highlight both my resilience and the exceptionalism of my case so the prospective surgeon knew I was stronger than my medical history suggested on paper. After hearing my input, the specialist looked at me and said, "You know, if you were not so good at this, you would almost certainly be dead already." I know it would sound sexier to say I saved my own life wielding a scalpel, but understanding how medical forms work is the reason I'm alive today. Thank you.